Grace Commons, Merry Christmas. Just a couple of days ago, we've had a chance, I hope and pray, with your households, people who are near and dear to you, took this opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and had a chance to maybe share some gifts and share a meal. Now here we all are, together apart in this way. That's a little, obviously a little bit unusual, and also isn't it just become the usual thing to say this is unusual? But usually on one of these Sundays during this time of year, we would be down to one service and we would gather all together at one time and celebrate the goodness of, you know, even recognizing who else sits in our pew on the hour when we're not worshiping in it. And it's a really wonderful and delightful time. But today we don't get to do that. This is not the year for that. As Carl mentioned, this is a year of a pandemic. This will be one of those years that people will be talking about for generations upon generations. And we also happen to believe that that will be true for our church. Even pre-pandemic, you might remember, this is was a year when we celebrated this emphasis that we're going to be a people who love local. This was a year when we had, as Carl mentioned, a capital campaign. This was a year when we changed our name. So much roiling and kind of momentum that fits and starts with this time of COVID. It's been a really interesting year. And so we thought it might be a blessing, at least to us, and we really hope and pray to you, to just ask ourselves this question together. What will this last year mean for our future? What will this last year mean? All of the things that have been bundled up in this year, what will they mean for our future as we get to live into the next day, and then the next day, and then the next month after that, by God's grace? So let me just start with a very short word of prayer, and we'll just have a little conversation and dialogue, and we'll mention some scriptures together along the way. So let's pray. Lord, while this has been a very strange and upsetting year in many ways for us, I continue to be reminded in your word that nothing is surprising to you, that no circumstance, no moment of joy or of pain is ever wasted in the economy of your grace. And so, Lord, we want to step forward first with that promise as we share a little bit more about what this last year will mean for our upcoming years. Lord, we cast ourselves upon you, and we trust that none of this last year will go to waste, that it will all serve to glorify you, draw people to yourself, strengthen them in their journey with you. Certainly, Lord, I pray that for Daniel and for Carl and for myself. So, Lord, would you lay bare some things that we all need to know in this conversation now, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so even though there are some really, really big highlights for our church, for Grace Commons, this year, the biggest highlight, of course, is going to be our highlight or headline is going to be COVID. And Carl, why don't you start? Like, when you think about like what COVID might mean for us and for our future, get us started. What would you say?
Well, I mean, I think we would all acknowledge that COVID has been unprecedented. Somebody said it was a once in 100 year, maybe more, event.
And 103 years at least, right?
Okay.
1917, 1918, yeah.
What's interesting about that, by the way, is my great-grandfather, the only other pastor on either side of our family, was a pastor and a religious studies instructor at Carleton College in Minnesota in 1918. He went over at the end of World War I to see the devastation of World War I. He came back with the Spanish flu virus, and he died in January of 1919, leaving a wife and five kids.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And I have his pocket watch, so the only other pastor, and so I feel a connection and this weird sense of continuity. So it's a unique event. But, you know, as I think about it, it seems like it has lasting lessons for us in our own discipleship, but also in our view of the church. So in our discipleship, I mean, I think a lot of us have never been stretched like this before. We've never felt so out of control. We've never felt so frightened or anxious day in and day out for months on end. And so boy, that's driven us, I think all of us, back to basics about what does it mean to know Jesus and to trust him and to walk with him when we're fatigued or drained or frightened. And so I think our discipleship has been challenged and given an invitation to another level. And it's not always been easy, has it? I mean, it hasn't been for me. So our individual discipleship is challenged, but also I think our view of what it means to be the church. How do we be church in a time where we're together apart? And, you know, I think what it's probably done for a lot of us is it made us think, well, gee, you know, we're the church whether we're gathered or scattered. Mm-hmm. We're the church whether we're in this building right now or not. And that's where I look at our common space groups, for example, these online studies we've been doing, small group studies. Man, that's been the church for a lot of us. That's been a lifeline. We've seen each other. We've prayed together. And I think what it's showing us is that we can be the church despite not having our usual trappings of programs and building and all these other things. And so that, I think, can reassure us. As if once we're back in a building, once we have our programs, we're more than that.
Lets us use those tools as tools
exactly.
rather than something we lean on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to enhance, hopefully, our discipleship and our sense of being the church. So that would be one thought.
Yeah. You have something to add to that?
I saw an incredible meme this year. I don't know how many of you love memes, but I love memes. And it was this meme of what appeared to be the devil or Satan and Jesus. And the devil, captioned first and said, look what I've been able to do with one small sickness. I closed down every church in this country. To which Jesus replied, you didn't close down every church. You started a house church in every living room. Which is, again, a unique spin on this whole, like, the church, gathered or scattered, doesn't matter. We are the body of Christ together. So, Carl, love what you shared there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of this thing that John Calvin said, that, the smallest unit of the church, and I mean, Jesus says this, is two people, right? And so this has been one of those kinds of years where we get to be reminded of that, actually. When two people are gathered in the name of Christ, in a way that I hope is true for many of you. Many of you maybe have more than that, children that are being totally distracting right now. Kids, stop it. That is the church. And when we get to sort of gather and sort of glom on greater expression of that, then, I think one of the things it teaches us is we know how to be the church. We can be the church in that level of sort of like granularity. Mm-hmm. But then we also get to be the church in a way where we can like really boldly proclaim the name of Christ and the hope of Christ, all the greater when 2 gets to become 20, gets to become 200, gets to become 1,200. And I look forward to that day. I think one of the things this has taught me, you both know, I'm not a very good Zoom leader. I've not loved the last several months of Zoom. But I think one of the things that I've learned in the middle of that is the church is really resilient. And it's going to continue. That the hope that people have in Christ is going to grow. So I actually know we could have a conversation for an hour about these things, but I think we have like less time than that left. So let's talk a little bit about last year's theme, sort of love local. That was an important thing for us, headline for us here at Grace Commons. What do you think that might mean for our future? Looking to you because was kind of part of your baby.
First of all, just thank you for all of you who have engaged in the last 2 years that we've done.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. That's right. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been incredible seeing the church rally together, the participation, the engagement. And our first year out of the gate, we weren't sure what to expect. My audacious hope was that we'd have 500 engagements, and we had closer to 900. And then COVID hit, and we realized that we still have to find a way to love local. Even though we can't do our usual programmatic ministry pieces, we still have to find an incarnational way to be in our community and to continue to show and share the love of God. After all, that's our vision. We are a church that is uniquely for Boulder with love. And the church did a tremendous job rallying and coming together with creative ways to express the love of God. And honestly, as we think about how this year will impact future years, for me, I feel like there's been that shift happening in the church for quite some time from a largely attractional model. Here's a program we're putting on. Come and join us. Come here and be with us. To an incarnational model where we move out of the church into the streets, into homes, bringing the love of Christ in a very tangible, practical way. And so I feel like COVID has kind of been a catalyst to force us even more incarnational, and I think we'll see fruit from that for years to come as we find unique ways to love our community together, whether we're shut down and we have to be in our communities, or we very intentionally say, I'm going to be present here for a purpose to bring the love of God. One of my favorite verses is John 1:14 that simply tells us that Jesus came to make his dwelling with us. And when he came from the Father full of grace and truth. And I've seen our church, our congregation move into our community with both grace and truth this year. So I want to say well done, and may it continue for many years to come.
Yeah, I love that. Anything to add to that? I mean, that was like, okay, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
No. I think one last thing that I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, is this thing that happens less often than a pandemic. And that is a sort of a mainline downtown church changing its name. Hmm. And, lots to say about that. Lots has been said about that. But recently I was struck by this radio commercial. I think it was a radio commercial. It might have been ESPN. Ally Bank. So I don't know if this is not a commercial. I'm not endorsing Ally Bank in any way. But one of the things that they say in this commercial is that their name is their mission. And that struck me for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's like, okay, well, Ally and Bank. Yeah, works. Mm. That's what they want to be. And one of the things that I love about what we've tried to do, actually, is make it really clear that our name is our mission, actually. That there's a way for us to think about being Grace Commons Church that is really expressive of who and how we want to be as God's people here. Beautiful, frankly. Is there anything more beautiful, more hopeful, more reliable than the grace of Jesus Christ, regardless of our circumstances, right? I mean, we've been learning that over and over this year. But we also are a people who are, all the electronic things that we have, we're also a people that need people. Mm-hmm. Like, we still are, we're souls with flesh, and we need to be able to interact with people, and we want to create space for that. And ultimately and finally, we are a gathering of God's people. We're a church. And, I love that our name is our mission. And it got me to thinking, just as a way to sort of draw this to a little bit more even of the season, names mean something, obviously, and they mean something often in the Bible, too. So it's really worth thinking about the various names that we see that are sort of lifted up as a way for us to talk about the Messiah. Jesus means to rescue or to deliver. His name is his mission, right? That's what he's about. That's what he's been about. And we get to be part of that as, Grace Commons Church with a unique name that is intended to point to Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. We do not worship a God who sort of a watch winders, kind of set it and forget it. We don't have a God who's wants to be distant and powerful from on high. But we have a God who we have already talked about today as Emmanuel. God who's with us. And I just love that idea that the name is our mission. It's what we see in Christ. And it's this name that we're still learning how to put on. I've had a couple conversations in the last couple of weeks where I have accidentally called us First Press. So, probably that's true for you too, or all that. But I think it's a really great name. And I think it really is expressive of what we hope for our town, how we want to be for Boulder with love. It gives us the space to do that. So friends, I guess what I really want to say is, as we conclude today, is we want to be together in this. when we think about what does it mean for us to be the church in big ways and small ways, we think about what it means for us to be the church that's really scattered and in neighborhoods, learning how to be bold in all sorts of maybe surprising ways that we would not have actually taken on ourselves were not for this time. We really want us to be the kind of church that will be Grace Commons Church. In many ways, I really think this year, including COVID, prepares us and sets us up for that for years to come, and really hope that that's true. So let me close in prayer, and we're going to spend a little more time singing together some songs that I really have grown to love. So let's pray together, shall we? Well, again, Lord, we celebrate on this day that you have truly come full of grace. We celebrate today of all days, this week of all weeks, we get to declare that that God does not stand far off, but that you are Emmanuel, God with us, that you are Jesus, the one who rescues and saves, that you are Messiah, you are the anointed one that God always intended to bring your people back to yourself. And so, Lord, all those things are true still, even in the midst of this most difficult and troubling of years that most of us have probably ever had. So we pray, Lord, that those would be true for us going forward as we think about how to love local, to embrace our name, to build a building that embraces that ethos, to be the kind of church that faces whatever is in front of us without fear because Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, receive our praise as we come before you in song now. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.